Kia ora, talofa, manalei, bula and welcome to Season 9, Episode 11 of Breakfast Bites by tevovodigital.com. A wrap of Pacifica People's sports news on a sunny and bright Saturday morning, 13 April 2024. Coming to you with tons of anisi from the 180th Meridian in the middle of the Blue Continent. In rugby, Will Harrison converted a pressure penalty after the final hooter to level the scores 40-all. He then nailed a drop goal in sudden death for the New South Wales Waratahs to snap a five-game losing streak and beat the Crusaders in a thriller last night that saw the lead change 12 times at Sydney's Allianz Stadium. And another good win for Moana Pacifica in Whangarei, New Zealand yesterday, 18-15 over the Reds, albeit after two of the Queensland players were shown their colours. In football, Italian club Atalanta stunned Anfield with a 3-0 win to leave Liverpool with a mountain to climb to reach the Europa League semi-finals. It was Liverpool's first home defeat in all competitions for 14 months. "I have nothing positive to say about the game," said Jay Klopp. In sports biz, Caitlin Clark will leave college basketball without a national championship, but she achieved something nearly as historic. Due to her star power, the NCAA's Women's College Basketball Championship grabbed a bigger TV audience than the Men's Championship for the first time. Thanks to Caitlin Clark, ABC ESPN's 18.9 million average viewers for Iowa versus South Carolina outpaced the 14.8 million viewers for TNT, TBS, True TV's coverage of UConn versus Purdue Men's Championship, according to Nielsen. More on Caitlin Clark. The WNBA has announced that 36 out of 40 Indiana Fever games this season will be on national television. Indiana holds the top pick in the upcoming WNBA draft and is expected to select the Iowa College basketball superstar. In rugby league, the Eels have landed a huge coup with Dragons star Zach Lomax set to sign a bumper contract worth $2.6 million Australian dollars to join Brad Arthur and Sons. According to the SMH, Lomax's fresh deal will span over 4 years. Lomax was granted a release from the final 2 years of his St. George contract last week, freeing him up to sign with the Eels for 2025 and beyond. At the Masters, Tiger Woods was one of 27 players unable to complete their first round on the opening day of the Masters, with play delayed due to rain. He was one under par through 13 holes when the first round was halted, meaning he has to play 23 holes today to finish his first round and complete his second. Woods is attempting to make the cut for a 24th consecutive appearance at Augusta, which would be a new record. Meanwhile, his playing partner, Max Homa, finished with an impressive 6-under-67 to sit second after the first round, one shot behind Bryson DeChambeau's 7-under. Finally, only in America, previously considered one of baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani's closest friends, his former interpreter, Ippei Mizuhara, could receive a fine of up to US$1 million or 30 years in prison. Among the key details in the federal case against Mizuhara, he generated a total of US$142.3 million in winning bets and US$182.9 million in losing ones, and so amassed a gambling debt of nearly US$41 million. His average bet was about $12,800 and over 2 years, he placed an average of 25 bets per day. Is that a betting addiction or what? Mizuhara allegedly joked at one point to a bookmaker in 2022, "I'm terrible at this sports betting thing, huh? Lol." Technically, I did steal from Ohtani, Mizuhara is alleged to have told the bookmaker later. "It's all over for me. And me, and that's a wrap. Please hit the like and subscribe buttons below if you want to receive more Pacifica sports highlights on Breakfast Bites. Mahalo and ka kite. For tevovodigital.com, I'm Calden Kamea, thanking you all, tumas, for all your love and support.